you make a trip to Deadwood, South Dakota, you'll probably hear about some infamous characters of the Wild West. One of those is a woman named Calamity Jane. But a trip to her hometown might reveal a different side of Jane than what you thought you knew. It's our Best of 2020 series, and it's next on The American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
When you think of Calamity Jane, you probably recall a rough and tough woman on the frontier who had a prominent role in the early history of Deadwood, South Dakota. That may be partially true, but Amy Cool says there is another side people should know about Jane.
She was a very compassionate person. There is a quote in the Deadwood newspaper about her in her later years where it said, "Whether you were black or white, rich or poor, Jane would open her purse to you."
Amy shares the story from Princeton, Missouri, the hometown of Calamity Jane.
She nursed people during the smallpox epidemic. There was another quote where it said she was treating children and she was cussing, but it was a tender kind of cussing.
But what of the relationship between Wild Bill Hickok and Calamity Jane in Deadwood?
It was mostly make-believe. Most scholars think they were acquaintances, but that she maybe liked him, that he was a larger-than-life figure, and that she probably thought he was pretty special. She is buried next to him.
This is the 60th year of the Calamity Jane Festival here in Princeton. Some ask, why celebrate this woman from the Wild West?
Even though Jane had failures, in a little town, we come to realize that everybody has failures, and we don't cancel our neighbors when we see their failures. We see the greatness in who they are.
And that attitude leads Amy and many others to assist those in need, helping others overcome challenges in their lives.
Some of the Janes I knew growing up are now doctors, they're lawyers. Some of us are presidents of the Chamber of Commerce.
Miss Calamity Jane is crowned each year here, and the spirit of Jane, the power of overcoming challenges and looking for the best in others, is celebrated here every day of the year. Driving the Countryside in Princeton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.